So today the weather has been quite changeable, from sunny to rainy, then cold, then sunny again. So a lot of variation in the environment, and maybe you've noticed you might have some variation in the internal environment too. So it could be you've had a whole lot of different experiences, even in this first day of retreat. And you might notice they could have ranged from being really excited to being here, to really worried about being here, having a lot of doubt about being here, hating being here, packing your bag to leave from here, then maybe having a good experience, deciding you're going to stay. So this is all actually very normal, and part of what we're learning here about nature is similar to what we learn about nature externally, which is that everything is always changing. And there's a way in which it's helpful for us not to get too hung up on any particular weather system that comes through. So meaning during the time that it was sunny, if we get very attached to that and like, yay, it's sunny, it's going to be a sunny retreat, the whole retreat will be sunny, I'm going to sunbathe, I'm going to hike, it's going to be great. Then it starts to rain, you're like, oh no, it's going to be rainy all the time. It's cold, it's terrible. I should have stayed in Sweden, it's like, or wherever, California. It's going to be cold all the time, I get depressed, right? And then it changes again. So what's helpful is if we can just notice what the weather is like right now, both externally and internally, but not have to make a big story around it, not have to make it a whole project, not have to make more of it than it is in this moment. And the Buddha talked about a couple of different kinds of weather, five specific kinds of weather patterns that is very helpful for us to learn about and to notice, that otherwise can easily sink our practice. So one pair of them are about weather imbalances, you could say. So energetic imbalance of being very low energy or being very high energy. So low energy can show up as sleepiness or a very dull mind. And this is very, very common, particularly in the beginning of retreat. If you have felt sleepy or dull or anything like that, you're in very good company. So a way to work with that is, first of all, to see if you can just notice that this is the weather right now, is sleepiness, is a sense of dullness. You can actually bring investigation and curiosity to it. So notice, oh, where is it coming from? Is it falling from like a curtain from the head to the toe? Is it growing? Where's the center of it? Are my toes also sleepy? Are my fingers sleepy? Is the mind sleepy? The body sleepy, or both? And all of this that we will investigate using awareness. So not through thinking about it, but through using our curiosity, investigation of mindfulness to notice what's true about this. Also, as I mentioned earlier, practically speaking, can open your eyes. And also, it's okay to stand up in the meditation hall. That helps to bring enough wakefulness to not fall asleep. And also many times people are tired, so it's okay in the off periods if you need to sleep, to nap, something like that, to allow yourself to do that some also. The opposite weather pattern is of restlessness or worry. So a lot of energy in the body, a lot of energy in the mind. Sometimes it's a sense of I'm going to like jump out of my skin, like full of buzzing bees or insects in the body and have to run out of the hall. Right? Or sometimes like the mind is like popcorn, like so many different thoughts going very quickly. It's hard to be aware of them. So this too is just a system of energy, just one more weather pattern moving through. And with this one, if you can, you can practice actually expanding the field of awareness to be present with this. So you could imagine like your awarenesses expand outside the body to be as large as this room, and even larger. Go include the second floor, include out to the lake. So make a very, very large field for the body and mind. And then within that, you don't need to try to control each thought or control the body. You just feel it almost like being with popcorn and the popcorn popper. I don't know if you make popcorn here, like in a pot, something like that. But it's like, so you just be with that whole system of it as a whole and allow it to be there. So then sometimes with either of these, the sleepiness or the restlessness also, you might not like it. So you might feel like it's unpleasant, I don't want this. I came here to be peaceful and have nice meditations and I want to get rid of this. So okay, that's another weather pattern, the one of wanting to get rid of what's here. So you call it aversion, dislike. So this one can come up in relationship to anything. Usually it's in relationship to something that we consider unpleasant. It could be even now. Maybe you want me to stop talking. Maybe it's too much talking. So aversion, dislike. So it's helpful for us to tune into this, to feel the way in which the mind is pushing away. The mind is wanting something to end, and feel the suffering of that. The problem is not actually in the sound itself or the experience itself. The suffering comes from our relationship to that, to the aversion itself. There's a lot to learn from this. This can be very deep and helpful wisdom to learn. The other partner to not wanting what's here is wanting something else. So really wanting something, pleasant experience, and it could be wanting the body to be different, wanting pleasant mind states, wanting good food, tastes, sights, wanting warm weather. So the wanting mind. So this also is a big source of suffering, and we think, oh, if only I had this thing, if only I had brought that other jacket, if only this was different, then like everything would be okay. So it's helpful to catch on to this pattern too, because really the problem is the wanting itself. The thing that is making us not peaceful is not actually the absence of whatever we are desiring. It's the desire itself, that leaning of the mind. The leaning, the wanting, is painful. So it's helpful for us to get curious about that. To notice how often that happens, this leaning, this grasping, this craving. And tune into that. Now, some of you who are repeat visitors to retreat might have a spiritual version of this, that is the wanting to have the same experience you had on the last retreat. In parentheses, the pleasant ones, right? Not the unpleasant ones, but the pleasant ones. So sometimes we call this dragging around the corpses of your past retreats. Yeah. So you remember the best sitting you had, or it was almost like jhana, it was so sweet, it was like... Or sometimes we drag around corpses with other people's retreats. Now people have read books about other people's experiences. They're like, oh, I want to have that experience that I read in that book that so-and-so had. Like he said, it was this kind of day, and it was like this kind of weather, and he sat for this long, and like, oh, but it's not coming. Why is it not coming? So just notice that wanting is suffering. Right? Being in the grips of that is what's making us unpeaceful in some ways. And then the fifth one that can come from all of these experiences is doubt. So a doubt in oneself, like everybody else seems to be sitting here so peacefully. only I wish I was not here, or only I'm sleepy, or only my mind is chaotic. If only people knew all my terrible thoughts. Sometimes it's doubt in the practice itself. Like, oh, this practice doesn't seem so good. I should have gone to that Zen retreat or Sufi retreat instead. It could be doubt in the teacher. Like, oh, this one's not even a monk. Should have waited till the monk came. That would have been better. Yeah. The monks really know what they're talking about. It's lay people don't know. So doubt, right? Doubt in the teacher, doubt in the teachings, doubt in yourself, doubt about being on retreat. Many different versions of this. And this is in some ways the most insidious, because it's easy for us to think like, oh no, this is true. Like, I have to think about this. I have to believe in this, right? And then we get wrapped up in the story of it, thinking about it, wondering about it. Actually, the only way to see if it works, if it's beneficial, is to try it. So try the practice and see. But the doubt will keep you from engaging, you know, going around and around in circles with it. Also, antidote to doubt is faith. So sometimes you can reflect on what it was that made you want to come on the retreat in the first place. So maybe some former version of yourself had the idea that this was a good thing to do. And see if you can remember what that former version of yourself thought. Whatever that was. And see if you can borrow some faith from your former self a little bit. Or and it's understandable. You know, it's common in any journey that we take. And this is a very profound journey we're on here. You know, that you start off and there's some hardships along the way. There's some difficulties. There's some unknowns. And it's easy to fall into doubt. Like, oh, should I have left my home? Should I be on this journey? Should go back to my hobbit hole where there's a nice warm fire? So with all of these, the trick is to learn about these weather patterns as much as possible. So try to develop awareness of what does it feel like when it's first starting? What does it feel like when it's here, in the body, in the mind? And to know this very directly with awareness, the sense of the energy of that. So we don't need to think about it, but we need to recognize this through direct experience. So recognizing the impact this has on the mind, on the body, on the energy. And then as soon as possible, we could label it like, oh, this is sleepiness. Ah, this is restlessness. Ah, this is aversion, not wanting something. Ah, this is wanting. Oh, this is doubt. That's what this weather pattern is. And then feel into how it is right now. Don't believe the thoughts that feel like it's going to stay forever. And then notice how it changes, how it shifts, how it moves through, as it always does. Because every state of mind, every state of the body is always temporary. You will not be able to find one single state of the mind or state of the body that has lasted forever in your life. Always changing, always shifting. And if you've experienced any of these, you're in very good company, because what I'm describing is the states of mind, the states of the body that the Buddha had mentioned 2,600 years ago that afflict human beings. So even though we are in a different era with cars and smartphones and different technology, basics of the human mind and body are still the same. So we're part of the fellowship on this journey of meeting all of these weather patterns. And just do our best to learn about them, to see through them, and to not get derailed by them as much as we can. So if we have this curiosity and wanting to learn about them, then everything that shows up can be an opportunity for developing wisdom. So we're not waiting for the perfect peaceful sitting to happen, which we think is the correct way to have meditation. But actually, all of this chaos, all of this different states of weather, which show up not just on retreat, but also in our everyday life, all of that can be ways to learn from, opportunity for developing our wisdom, developing our practice. And they can even become almost like old friends, like, oh, the fog is coming, the rain is coming, the wind is coming, the sun is coming. And just let each one come in its turn, move through, knowing that it's going to leave and things will change again. So you can be curious. Let's see how many you can find in one sitting period. You can even play bingo, like this game bingo. You have to find, see if you can find all five in one sitting period. You don't need to yell bingo, but you could like check and see, like, okay, can I find sleepiness, restlessness, aversion, desire, doubt? Right. So instead of avoiding them, we can be curious about them, to learn about them. So yeah, let's sit and practice in this way. Just see what the weather system is that's here. So just relaxing the body, relaxing mind. Let's see if we can set a tone of ease with whatever it is that comes up. Sometimes even putting a small smile on your face, like welcoming whatever those states are, can be helpful. A sense of affection towards this body and mind, towards this nature of our life. So just very gently resting with awareness. We don't need to make something happen. We don't need to push anything away. Just recognizing what's happening right now.